At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Henry Sikorsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center about the Golden Dome, now the Golden Dome for America. What are the responsibilities of the Golden Dome? Is it only for the land mass of the United States and its attendant parts, or is it to extend into defensive space access to the United States, low Earth orbit, cislunar space, the moon? Henry addresses that question. Questions, not answers. Golden Dome for America. How far? How big? Much more of this tonight.
I'm going to leave the moon out of it for a while, if that's okay. I certainly understand cislunar operations for particularly against geosynchronous systems. There are some advantages of operating against them from cislunar space. But putting that aside, and I think we should, I think the bigger point is that we haven't yet figured out to what extent we want or think the Golden Dome should be self-protecting or needs protection against offensive space operations by China and Russia. And that raises the whole question of, will the Golden Dome, which is designed to shoot down at missiles, also allow itself to be reoriented 180 degrees to shoot out into space at offensive threats? So that's certainly, you know, yet to be ventilated and needs to be discussed. The other point is, we assume that the Golden Dome is something only we will do. That may be unreasonable. It's certainly, looking at Chinese weapons development, it seems like every idea we've ever had, they've managed to deploy a system even before us.